This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, January 29th. God's word to you today is fear not. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 41, verse 10, and it says, "Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand." Yesterday, we dealt with the harmless distractions and the deep-seated sorrow distractions. It is not a question of whether something is wrong or right. It is a question of, does God want it for you, your consecration? We also said that it is not self-will that makes us survive. It is our security in God's love. With some experiences in life, even your love for God will shake. What keeps you is God's love for you. You need to be established in God's love for you. God loves you completely. The third type of distraction we must eradicate is the blowout distraction. This type of distraction is in your face. Please read Joshua 8, verses 1 to 29. There are two levels of distraction highlighted in this portion of scripture. The second level was the most devastating. These men came out to war, but their city was set ablaze. So they looked back, and their houses were on fire. How can a man fight when his house is on fire? He will think about his wife, his children, and all that he has worked for. His zeal for battle will vanish. The reason a lot of men cannot fulfill their destinies is because their house is literally on fire, maybe not physical fire. How can a woman take hold of her destiny when her house is on fire? All she can think about will be her children. The spiritual controls the physical. This is why it is so important to fortify your base and build a fortress around your family spiritually. You must build a stronghold in the name of the Lord. The fourth type of distraction is the fear-based distraction. Fear, like sorrow, is an internal distraction. It attempts to immobilize us, to take our focus off what we should be pushing for. Fear attempts to make us redundant. Just when you are about to make a crucial move, or to write an exam, or go in for an interview, or face the panel to defend your work, fear grips you. God has not given you the spirit of bondage to fear. 2 Timothy 1 verse 7 says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline." This is one of the scriptures I believe every believer must internalize. When you feel afraid and timid, it is not the Spirit of God. When you feel afraid and timid, you must say, "I do not have the spirit of fear. Get out. You do not belong here. You should fight it off with God's word." Interestingly, the source of a lot of people's fears is the inevitable. There is no need to fear the inevitable. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.